With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. The U.S. government has awarded a Bozeman-based company a contract worth more than $73 million to design and build replacement fencing along 20 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border in southern New Mexico. The contract, awarded in January to Barnard Construction Company, is to create a more sturdy barrier that provides visibility but is difficult to walk through. Regional Customs and Border Protection officials said there was no timeline for when work might start, and the construction company did not respond to email and phone requests inquiring about project details. News of the contract came after a federal judge in California sided this week with President Donald Trump on a challenge to building his promised border wall. The court rejected arguments that the administration overreached by waiving laws requiring environmental and other reviews before construction could begin. Critics today questioned the $73 million contract, which is being funded with operations and maintenance money budgeted through the Army Corps of Engineers. Barnard Construction Company was among three bidders. The contract calls for the project to be completed by mid-February of next year. The University of Montana has eliminated individual graduation ceremonies for academic departments in favor of two larger ceremonies. The Missoulian reports the university will hold a morning and an afternoon commencement ceremony in May, with the university's schools divided among the two. MTN News is reporting that the FBI has joined the search for a Browning woman missing since June. Ashley Loring, heavy runner, was last seen in Browning. MTN says the FBI agreed to investigate heavy runner's disappearance at the request of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. A legislative audit released today found over $1.5 billion worth of financial reporting errors in nearly $18 billion of Montana state and local government investments. That doesn't mean there's any missing money, but there was, quote, material weakness, unquote, in accountants' work. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The Montana State Board of Investments has the sole authority to invest nearly $18 billion in public retirement system money and state workers' compensation insurance funds. An audit found that the investment board improperly presents and discloses information in financial reports. That's according to legislative staff who briefed a legislative committee about the annual checkup Wednesday.
So we didn't find any issues with money being missing or anything like that.
Legislative staffer Karen Simpson says the accounting errors don't show the state has less money than previously thought, but that the state's investment books don't do a good job accounting for what money the state does have.
Our issues that we found were in how the board's financial activity was presented on the face of its financial statements.
As an example, Simpson pointed to one trust fund in the Department of Commerce, where both revenues and spending were overstated by more than $48 million, making the account look busier than it actually was, although it didn't change how much money was actually in the account. Jerry Burton, deputy director of the investment board, says every dollar is where it should be. But the board will receive additional training, get help from an outside expert, and review their accounting process.
I want to assure you we take this matter very seriously at the board.
Members of the Legislative Audit Committee noted how big the pool of money is and how important the board's investments are, saying that although many of their past audits have come up clean, this one caught their eye. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.